This is your COVID-19 daily update with Dr. Anton Myberg.
Good morning. Today is Friday, the 4th of February, 2022. There are currently 386 million cases worldwide, with 5.7 million deaths and 306 million cases resolved. South Africa has 3,616,075 cases, with 95,545 deaths and 3,266 new cases in the last 24 hours, a 10.6% test positivity rate. This week's parasha is Terumah. The parasha deals with the construction of the Mishkan. Detailed instructions on the inner and outer chambers of the sanctuary with the two-winged cherubim made of gold on the ark's cover, the seven-branched menorah, and the table with the man. An intense list of specifications to follow in order that the sanctuary was created as per the wishes of Hashem. This week, we down-regulated some of the regulations relating to COVID, including the quarantine period, which was scrapped for asymptomatic contacts, and the isolation period, which was further shortened to 7 days. For the last 2 years, we have been living under strict instructions of how to lead our lives by the law so that we were protected. Now things are definitely better in so many ways, but better leads to vaccine apathy, and we cannot afford to skimper on one of the most important tools we have to fight this war. It's almost as if we are building the sanctuary but removing the cherubim or the menorah. Each of these was integral, as is vaccination and mask wearing. The Lubavitcher Rebbe spoke about the cedar trees that were used in building the Mishkan. They are called Eitzei Shittim. The word Shittim comes from shtus, meaning something foolish. Every one of us have a Mishkan in our hearts, but we need to make sure we are not foolish in doing things that cause foolishness in our haste to exit this pandemic. Wishing all a Shabbat Shalom. I'm Dr. Anton Myberg for the Morning Mayhem.